Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
LinkedIn is one of the biggest social media platforms in the world and certainly the most polite, as its users are primarily professionals. It's a popular networking site and frequently used for job hunting. And the latest survey from LinkedIn, which is owned by Microsoft, shows that Dublin has seen the biggest uptick in hiring among the top 50 cities in the world. In fact, Ireland comes in as the sixth most popular country for job searches. It comes amid an ever-worsening housing crisis here and many employers rowing back on their offers to work from home. Sue Duke is the country manager for Ireland with LinkedIn. Good morning, Sue.
Good morning, Joe. Great to be here.
What kind of other cities are we comparing Dublin with? London, New York, Paris?
All of those. We looked at the 50 largest metro areas across the world to look at how hiring was faring, whether it was going up or going down. And as you say, what came through was that Dublin had the highest growth in hiring of all 50 metro areas. So really stands out, as despite the fact that we have quite a tight labour market, despite the fact that we're at low unemployment, we are seeing that uptick in hiring coming through. And on the other side, we're also seeing Irish professionals really out there looking to take up those opportunities. They're on the hunt for new jobs. And we see that Irish people are ranking sixth in terms of job intensity across the world. We spoke to professionals in Ireland across the country earlier this year, and nearly half of them told us they'd like a new job this year. And September is the time when that number really surges. People come back from holidays, they have that back to school feeling, and they really start to look, what can I do next? I'd like a change. I'm going to start looking for something new.
Now, I see that hybrid working and working from home are still very important factors for candidates when they're looking for jobs, but becoming a bit less tolerable for employers. And I say that because Amazon has ordered all its white-collar staff back into the office from January.
You're right that appetite for hybrid and remote works remains really, really strong for Irish workers. But we are seeing the job postings for that kind of work come down. Now, still 40 in 100 jobs out there on LinkedIn are hybrid, but 8 in every 100 are remote. But there is this mismatch. So when there is a remote job posted on LinkedIn, we have 3 times as many people applying for that job as there are remote jobs out there. So the appetite remains really strong amongst Irish workers to have that flexible working, to have those hybrid roles, or indeed those remote roles. But you're right that we are seeing a contraction in the offering of those jobs, over 10% drop in that number over the past year for both hybrid and remote.
And of course, house prices and the availability of housing plays a key role if you do wish to have that working from home offering.
There's lots of drivers that we see for why people are looking for hybrid work or remote work. As you say, I think housing can be a factor, but I think there's lots of personal circumstances that come into play as well. We often see that it's workers in mid-career and indeed women who are particularly keen to have that flexibility, to have that option to be in some days, but not all days. And I think that flexibility that came through so strongly during COVID, people continue to really want that and to be able to manage their personal and professional responsibilities in a way that works for them.
Now, what about LinkedIn? Does it use AI to help it find new staff?
What we do is use the AI tools that are available across our platform for our members and for our customers. So helping to figure out, how do we get the best match between the skills that we need for a role and the skills that a candidate has? And then, of course, ensuring that we have our own people, humans, right at the center of this process, working closely with the hiring manager, working closely with the candidates out there to figure out, is this the right fit for the candidate? And is this the right fit for us?
So it's a tool, but it's not necessarily central to what you do. Out of curiosity, how does LinkedIn feel about the fact that a fellow technology giant Apple was adjudged to have gotten a special tax deal with Ireland back in the early 2000s?
We noted the ruling, but it's business as usual for us. And as you mentioned, that focus on talent, finding that right candidate for us remains absolutely key, and as it continues to be a real strength here in Ireland for us, one of the key reasons why we have our EMEA headquarters here. And I think one thing that's going to be really important as we look ahead is there's no question this dynamism that we're seeing in the labour market. There is a enormous pace of change out there in how jobs are changing and how skills are changing. And it's really important that we keep pace with that change, that we continue to invest in getting people the right skills, getting people the right experience, so that we can keep that high talent bar that we have here in Ireland.
And will you be a net hirer in the next couple of years?
We continue to expand our business, and of course, the hiring that we do reflects that. So we're feeling very good about the future. As you say, LinkedIn is an extremely popular platform. People come to us to get jobs, to get knowledge, to make the right connections so that they can go out and get those jobs that it's so clear from today's data that they want. So we're feeling very good about what lies ahead for us, for our members and for our customers.
Thanks, Sue. Sue Duke, there's the country manager with LinkedIn.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.